see this teeny-weeny little invention of mine? I call it a transistor radio. A transistor, mister! Can you dig it? Ah! Looks harmless, doesn't it? But these cheap-looking little gimmicks are gonna destroy your so-called culture. Listen to that sound! You better get used to it, because you're gonna hear it everywhere, square nuts.
Nonsense.
Oh, yeah? I'm having millions of them built for me in Tokyo. They're gonna flood the world with them. Ah!
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say, man. It's like way too early to be on the air. For a guy like me, hey, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. And by the way, I also have way too much reverb on my voice. So yeah, I think maybe if somebody emails in tonight and asks for like a crazy amount of reverb, I just am in the mood to do it, right? Let's see if Joe Stacks is on the phone line to give us a little aid. And abetment tonight, Joe.
I will plead guilty to aiding and abetting as much as I can.
All right. So if I go down, he goes down. And folks, if we go down, there's a chance you may be going down too, right? Don't answer the door for any men in black after you've listened to this program. All right. So now, look, the thing is, we're all discombobulated today because normally, you'd be tuning in for your lumpy gravy radio hour, right? Cosmic and Jane, they're out on the road. You know, they're hanging out with the salamanders and the newts and doing all kind of laser DXing across the skip and I don't know what all. So they're not on tonight, but they ask us to fill in, right? So we got Joe Stacks on the phone line out of Pittsburgh, Jimmy Knight over here on the other end of Pennsylvania. Joe, did you want to say something?
Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America.
That's what
we're holding down the fort in Pittsburgh.
See, this is what we need. We need more, gregariousness around instead of all the, you know, the uptight types that are flooding our system. All right, so with that kind of thing in mind, we're going to ease into a little Bethlehem Steel thing. Are you prepared for this? The song has already started, folks, but it's such a laid-back groove. If you blink, you might miss it. Yeah, it's going to be the out-of-sight sounds of Grant Lee Buffalo. Yeah, kicking it off tonight. Area 51.
With the light blue as the well's touch used to shine all over the fields. When otherwise but strong withdrawn polluted star to bed and steel. Mother's father walker and mortal too. None of me love for reading the trail. In his open arms, this British reminded of the booming days, days of Bethlehem steel. And the steepest on the leaves of Paris. We'll be right back.
Your radio, can you get shortwave on it?
Yes, of course I can.
Thank you. stretch of a winding road, only mucking up a show. Oh, honey, I'll be riding in a Cadillac. Must have took an overdose. Quicker than a loogie down a railroad track. Honey, wasn't even close. Oh,
maybe you should take a close look at the music you've been listening to.
Who was that? Who was that man? Nobody knows all across this land. Was that an unknown man? Who was that? Who was that man? It was a wild and wet November night, and the rush hour was at its height. Kings crossed the venue that the finger of death among the crowd was a lonely soul with a mission in mind and a place to go. Nobody knows where he was bound when his fateful steps took him underground. Who was that? Who was that man? Nobody loved him all across this land. Was that an unloved man? Who was that? Who was that man? Through the open gates the victims poured. Up on the escalator they stood. That brown old thing was made of wood. A cigarette butt lit a fireball. Went all the way up to the ticket hall. Mamas and papas and children died, but there's a one left there for whom no one cried. Who was that? Who was that man? Nobody claimed him all across this land. Was that an unclaimed man? Who was that? Who was that man? The authorities threw debris on radio and TV. Did pick exclusive pictures in the papers, made the general public tick. The powers that be were all aghast about how this thing had come to pass. But none of them seemed to care at all about the lonesome face on the station wall. Who was that? Who was that man? Nobody knew him all across this land. Was that an unknown man? Was that man? Who was that now? Was that man? Nobody loved him all across this land. Was that an unloved man? Said nobody loves him. Who was that man?
Oh. Oh.
right, so you hear that? You heard that? Were you listening to that? Did you catch any of that guitar action there, that acoustic guitar finger picking minor key song, right? Would you believe that was Peter Tork?
Get out of town.
That was Peter Tork just sitting around in the studio picking that tune out. That's his own original tune, and that's the basis for what the Monkees then recorded a song called Can You Dig It? That was used in their film Head, Joe.
Wow, that's a knockout.
Did you recognize that as being...
Now that you say that, because I'm going, why does this sound familiar? And who the heck is this? And it's like, no, now that you say it, it's like, yeah, I can hear some of Can You Dig It in there. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's Peter's
demo on the acoustic. So,
man, he just got the short end.
All right. Go ahead.
No, just it's like, for as talented, clearly a talented player as he was. I mean, look at his piano playing in the 33 and a third revolutions. I mean, clearly he had chops. Maybe you know, the best player in the combo. But yeah, and everybody always just kind of goes, yeah, it's Peter. Well, yeah. Kind of like in Head, you know, be quiet, Peter.
Right, he's the dummy. All right, so now look, before that, one of your favorite artists, Joe, a big favorite of the After Hours around here, Nick Lowe, right? Good old Nick Lowe. And now tell people, because I don't really know that name all that well, but everybody knows that song he had in the early 80s. What was it?
Yeah, Cruel to Be Kind. That was his one-hit wonder, I think top 10, maybe even top 5.
Yeah. You know the song, folks, Cruel to Be Kind, what you gonna do when your girlfriend, whatever the words are. Sometimes he gotta be cruel to be kind. So Nick Lowe, but there he is now out of like 1990. Is that right, Joe?
That's about right, yeah. I think that was 89 or 90.
And we were playing Who Was That Man? Okay, and then before that, it was a kind of a downer of a beautiful tune there from Gary Higgins, a Connecticut guy out of Waterbury. Yep, out of Waterbury, Connecticut there, thicker than a Smokey. Out of Gary Higgins there, and yes, Mighty Baby with Egyptian Tuna. We kicked the whole thing off with Bethlehem Steel by Grant Lee Buffalo, and it was like a thing out of the mid-90s, Joe.
Well, that's really impressive. I recognize the name, but I don't think I've ever actually heard any Grant Lee Buffalo. Is that... You tell me more.
No, there's no more to tell. It's a file that I downloaded back in the old LimeWire days.
Oh, man.
Probably because it was titled Bethlehem Steel. And then Grant Lee Buffalo. I looked him up. I think that cut was from like 1996. And I never really followed up on them. But that one song, yeah. Man, I've played that a bunch of times in the After Hours, too.
That's a knockout.
That's a fave. All right, so let's keep moving, because speaking of this kind of thing, I got an LP, Joe, that you gave me. We're going to play this Australian guy, Roger Knox, right?
All right.
Now, give us a quick lowdown, shake it down on Roger Knox.
Okay, Roger Knox is considered an Australian country singer. He's an Aboriginal country singer. Turns out in the 60s, early 70s, the native, First Nations Australians, the Aboriginals, developed a taste for American country music and kind of developed their own take on it. And Knox was a popular and successful performer of that stuff. In the record you're going to be playing probably about 10, 15 years ago, Knox was connected to Chicago-based singer, musician, a guy named John Langford, who produced kind of a greatest hits of Australian Aborigine country music, with Knox doing the majority of the vocals, and backed by a local, Chicago local, that is, a group called the Pine Valley Cosmonauts.
All right, here we go. And this is a funny one about this guy hallucinating on too much booze.
All right.
It's exclusive on Lost Disc.
I'll sing you a song, it won't take me long. It's about a friend of mine The folks all said he went off his head for drinking too much wine. He was in the news, he was in the blues, the way he carried on. For a whole full week he just couldn't sleep, he was saying things all night long. 10 piebald frogs sitting on the log, and they were singing a blackfellow song. 2 big green snakes wrapped around his toes, big elephants all night long. There was a big night owl, a turkey and the fowl drinking whiskey from a jug. And the porcupine, he had a flagon of wine, and the guy, he cut a rug. Now they warned him not to drink too much wine, but this is what he said. If you can't have a drink when you're living, boy, how the hell can you drink when you're dead? So the other night when everything was right, he walked up and down the floor, and his eyes jumped out as he gave a shout, because this is what he saw. Dancing kangaroos wearing hobnail shoes, and a buckeye dancing a jig. Mr. Bandicoot, he wore a gabardine suit, he was dancing with a little brown pig. There was 2 black crows playing the old banjo, and the fox played the old violin. And the emu started tapping their shoes as they gave an exhibition swing. For 7 long days he nearly died, yes, the old boy was insane. As white as snow, he's a guy we all know, old Scovey is his name. It's a doggone set for old Hunter, but no more gonna spree. It's a real good sign to touch no more wine, cause no more he wants to see. 10 piebald frogs sitting on a log, and they were singing a blackfellow song. 2 big green snakes wrapped around his toes, big elephants all night long. There was a big night owl, a turkey and a fowl, drinking whiskey from a jug. And the porcupine had a flag of the wine, and the guinea cut a rug.
Lost Discs Radio.
I always found them to be a nice bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
Hey, have you been?
Good.
How's your dog?
Good.
How's college going?
Good.
All along you, Dory?
Yep.
You going out tonight?
Yep.
You gonna see your friends?
Yep.
You gonna have a good catch-up?
Yep.
That should be great.
Yep.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere.
Who'd you see?
No one.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Did you have a good time?
Yep.
What's on tonight?
Nothing.
You're not seeing your mates?
No.
You're just staying at home?
Yep.
What'll you do?
Nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, don't know, nowhere. Yep, no, don't know, no one, sort of, don't know, nothing.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Don't know.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Don't know.
Are you playing cricket?
Don't know.
Enjoying cricket?
Sort of.
Sort of, eh?
Yep. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, don't know, no, we're good. Yep, no, don't know, no one, sort of, don't know, nothing.
How's your girlfriend?
Good.
Is she away this week?
Yep.
Oh, you must be missing her.
Yep.
Have you rung her yet?
No.
Well, I'll catch you later.
Yep.
Don't get too stressed.
No.
What's on tomorrow?
What?
What's on tomorrow?
Nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, don't know, no, we're good. Yep, nah, don't know, no one, sort of, don't know, nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, don't know, no, we're good. Yep, nah, don't know, no one, sort of, don't know, nothing.
Radio Lost Discs. I've got to say that they are rude and inconsiderate a lot of the time. And sloppy, too.
Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please.
I saw the spear, and I know that you Lost Discs Radio.
Shall we stuff
and
another?
Like to listen to all those interesting, you know, records they play.
They kept us overseas a long time, and finally, well, I was over there so long, I got a wife and a little boy in Nashville, and I was afraid my little boy would forget me, that we'd been over there so long, and I didn't want him to forget Daddy, of course, and finally we got to come home from over there, and they met us in New York, and we was coming down off of the boat, I was coming down, and my little boy was the very first one to see me. He remembered me, he hadn't forgot me. He said, "Look, Mama," he said, "there comes Daddy." And said, "Look, he's got a purple heart on." She said, "I don't care what color it is, boy, you're sleeping with Granny tonight."
I got
and looking up in the city. What the hell? What the heck? I stare at the concrete, the girders as high, the steel's above me, there's love in my eyes. And I'm doing the things a 5-foot-1 man can do. I got a pain in my heart. All night I'm working in the amusement park with a bottle of aspirin, a sack full of jokes. I wish I could go home with all the big folks. And I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be anything. I'm only 5'1". Time has come. I won't grow anymore. Anymore, anymore, anymore. Till I'm using my head. I'm checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. And I'm doing the things a 5-foot-1 man can do. Life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be. Yeah, I wish life could be.
Poison, blood and brittle bones start to clutter and crack beneath.
cut down by the cruel and the craftful. Catch up on the mighty and high. Ain't nowhere left for the good to go. No truth in a world full of lies. I run from giving fed and falls from and stumble around. Gather all the greed and go back to their holy ground. Wash their hands of all the black bag, borrowed and stole. Keep the good man down. Shake the hands of Holy Ghost. Dance along in every coast. Share your flesh with passing shadows on a bed of broken hopes. Be sure to breathe in deeply every bit of sin that your lungs can't hold. Welcome all your bastard actions back home. Why do we crack our eyes out and go low and graze? Moaning all the times we would've, could've, should've had our way. We were hard-hearted heathens to the soul saving saints. Spilling blood in the same God's holy name. We were the heathens to their saints. Spilling blood in the same God's holy name. Shake the hands of Holy Ghost. Dance along in every coast. Share your flesh with passing shadows on a bed of broken hopes. Be sure to breathe in deeply every bit of sin that your lungs can't hold. Welcome all your bastard actions back home.
So that's Brown Bird. Yeah, that's Brown Bird. And they were out of, man, they were a New England group. And they, man, Chesty used to go down to a place in New Haven called the Cafe Nine. And down at the Cafe Nine, they did poetry slams on Monday nights. She went down to that a couple times. And then she went down to see this group, Brown Bird, right? And that guy is just a duo, some guy and a chick, and the, he had a little kickbox, and they had a little guitar and a little tambourine, and yeah, it was a really infectious sound. That's right. So that was Brown Bird with Thunder and Lightning, right, out of circa about 2011. Let's go back there. Joe, are you on the line still? Were you digging that Brown Bird?
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard them before either. Man.
Yeah. We should dig into that a little bit more along the way.
Yes, please.
Okay, because, you know. Let's see. Before, now, look, people recognize the one before that, possibly. Joe, did you recognize Iggy Pop?
Yes, five foot one. I recognized the voice, but it's like I didn't know the song.
But, oh, really? Oh, okay.
I know a little bit, but not much about Iggy.
No, right.
I just never.
Yeah, we just happen to have a little bit of Iggy Pop sitting around, and I mean,
that's,
come on.
That's excellent. Do you know where's that from? What album or what?
No, I don't know. I have it on a compilation of 80s stuff, which is, you know, that I got like in the 90s. So, and I just happened to run across it a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I should put this in the computer. Next thing you know, we're playing Iggy Pop from the 80s. All right, now, hey, Papa John Creech was in there on the violin doing his Fiddle Man tune. Right out of the early 70s, we heard the 13th Floor Elevators in there. You heard that guy, Rocky Erickson, screaming his tongue out the way he does there on that electrified jug in the background. Right, Joe? Come on, I'm not making that up.
The unmistakable sound of the electrified jug.
The 13th... Yeah, they had a guy on a jug, and they had him up, you know, like a little guitar pickup in there and a microphone, and he was playing the electrified jug on stage with the band. Yeah, I wish I could just make stuff up like this and get paid for it, but this is the facts. This is your history. Folks, you live in this country. People do these things. All right, now look, let's just keep moving on. By the way, I was digging that Roger Knox there. Buddy, thanks for sending that over.
I'm glad you liked it.
Right, we heard Scobie's Dream at the top of the set from Roger Knox. All right. Now, by the way, we have something very special coming in on the email, and I have not even looked, but there looks like there might be some sort of romantic situation happening from good old Diana and Wayne down in Maryland. Diana, they just got in late on the show, but they're celebrating, he says. Wayne says they're celebrating their first married anniversary tonight and digging our show.
Well, right on. Congratulations.
Wow. This is what you do on the night of your anniversary. Wow. Thanks. Right? Catching the show. And wow, they've been together for 13 years, man. And here's what he says. They've been together for over 13 years, and Lost Discs Radio Show has been one of the constants throughout that time. Wow. And thanks for bringing us all the good music and joy. Yeah, good music and joy. All right, we got to keep doing it. Okay, when you get emails like that, folks, go ahead. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Right? Wow. I don't know. I feel like I need to dig out something really special for the anniversary. Man, I have something in mind. I'm going to put on a little bit of Savoy Brown. Okay. And we're just going to let that roll for a little bit while I dig out this special record for the anniversary kids. Are you okay with that, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Hit it.
All right. Here we go. Stand by, folks.
Don't worry about the morning, because the day might never come. Worry about the future, just stay while the night is young. Don't pretend that it's your first time. Don't pretend that it's no fun. Don't tell me about your mother. Just stay while the night is young. It's so easy to relax if you try. Please don't think about the time going by. You can tell me about the things on your mind. Just lie back and if you try, please don't think about the time going by. You can tell me about the things on your mind. Just lie back and unwind. Just experience the moment. Instead of thinking what's to come, can't have the fall before the summer, so stay while the night is young.
All right, that's it. Now, so look, I think the thing is I want to make a note about Chesty, because a lot of people have been asking, when is this Chesty's tribute special coming on? Well, it's coming up soon, folks, and here's the deal. You know how we started at 9 p.m. tonight, if you've been following along, you've been noticing, right? Well, same thing's going to happen for Chesty's special. It's going to start at 9 p.m. on Saturday, September 6th. Okay, it's a two-hour special. It is all the cherry-picked archival audio of Chesty that I thought was airworthy that you need to hear again, folks. And it is a damn delight. It's been a delight rediscovering this audio and putting it together. And it's going to be a fun remembrance of our dearly parted, our dearly beloved Chesty. All right, so folks, can you make a note of that for us? September 6th, that's a Saturday as per usual. Saturday, September 6th, 9 p.m. to 11. Two-hour Chesty's tribute special. And speaking of Chesty and tributes, here comes Mr. Bill out of Boise, Idaho, in on the email. Right, and he's advocating for more. Joe, stand by. He's advocating for more reverb.
Make it so.
Make it so. Here come. So now, this only makes it tougher for people to really listen to the show if it's not already tough enough for some folks. All right, now look. We'll keep the reverb up just for Mr. Bill's email. Okay, here we go. So Mr. Bill says, "More reverb, please." And it's a little too early out in Idaho to catch 5130 kilocycles. That's right, folks. We are still on until 11 p.m. Eastern time zone, folks. We're still on 5130 kilohertz shortwave. So if you're out there, give us a shout at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Right? Okay. But anyways, Mr. Bill says he's got some geomagnetic storm activity, and he loves hearing Chesty's laugh, like we were playing a bit. Yes, yes. Well, Brad at Grits Radio ends every Saturday night episode of his around the top of the hour going at 9 p.m. He plays Chesty's laughter, too. Right? It's all over, folks. It's in the air, and it's all around. Okay, so anyway. By the way, Joe.
Yes.
Mr. Bill says in particular, thanks for the tunage and thanks for bringing in Joe Stax's band and label expertise.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Bill. Yes. Appreciate it.
Right. So let's get on with it because I'm going to get a thing on that. All right. I'm cutting down the reverb now. But thank you for asking. I'm going to play something special because as we did there before that last little set of music at the close to the end of the last hour, we heard in from some loyal listeners that are now down in Maryland, originally out of North Carolina, right? But it's Diana and Wayne down in Maryland, and they, like we said, they emailed in, said they're celebrating their anniversary tonight, and they're listening to the show as part of that celebration. So here's what I'm going to do. A couple months back, sometime last year, I think, they challenged me to play a really rare or obscure version of that song, Little Black Egg. Okay, now do we know? Maybe I should get that up on the thing so people can hear what we're talking about. Here we go. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Okay, wait. Here we go. Now, this is the song I'm going to play a little bit of this. It's called Little Black Egg. It's out of 1966. It's a really creepy song that hit like number 92 on the charts. And this is the original right here. It's a very minimalist thing here. But just catch some of these lyrics, you know.
I don't care. I'm gonna keep it anyway. I won't let them stretch their necks. Just see my little black head with the little white specks.
Okay, and it even gets a little creepier than that at some point. All right, let's just suffice to say. All right, now, when they emailed in and said, hey, play us some really great version that nobody knows of Little Black Egg. Well, I had this hot version that I had recently acquired that I wanted to go to, but I selfishly held back and said, no, I'm going to hold that back for the Rarest of the Rare show in December at the end of the year. Well, okay, so instead I played them, actually I played them a version off of a Girls in the Garage thing by a group called the Tone Benders, some girl group, Joe. And, all right, but the super rare version that I just put on the turntable now, I'm going to play it right off the real-time 45 RPM vinyl. It's on the Destination label, and this will also be around 66, 67. Okay, here we go. By a group called The Next Five. It's going out to Diane and Wayne, Mary Lane. Happy anniversary, kiddos.
I don't care what they say.
The Out of Sight sounds of The Next Five. All right, on the cue. What do you say, folks? Okay.
Wow.
Right, Joe. How'd you feel about that?
That was surprisingly upbeat.
Yeah, they really
knowing the Nightcrawlers version. I'm just. My mind is blown that there are three versions of this song at all.
Right. It was unlikely that it would exist in the first place. But yeah, all right, there you go. So what can I say now? And by the way, in the meanwhile that we were sending that one out from a nice email that came in tonight, we also got a nice email in here from Jason up in Edmonton, Alberta, right? He's also getting in late, because he was taking a little nature walk, as the kids used to say, and, got stoned and missed it. He missed the first half hour. Anyway, he's reminiscing that he first heard us back in April of 2004 on CKDU downtown Halifax. Right? See? Wow, it's like old home week tonight. It's like a, wow. All right, well, great. Folks, keep them coming in. It is, if you care, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. That's how these people have been doing it, and they keep doing it. Okay. We're grateful that they do it. All right, so now so we're moving on, Joe, unless there's anything that you needed to backtrack, we're moving on with some music.
I'm ready to go. There's some fine Savoy Brown. Can you give me a notion of whenabouts that was? Like,
Yes.
What album? Or
yeah, that's yeah. That was I was playing that off the vinyl. It's 1970, and it was their album called Raw Sienna.
Very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice.
So, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. All right, so we're going to pick it up from there. And by the way, Dr. Doc Brown was confirming that things are sounding okay on the net feed, and we do think we have some hangers-on that net feed, so thank you, folks, for your patience earlier with our technical difficulties this evening. The call went out far and wide that panic was setting in at the Lost Discs radio studios, but we got through it. All right, and thanks to Brad out there for having our back on that, too. All right, so let's just keep it moving.
Radio. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
Was the way she felt as she acknowledged the applause.
was happier than she'd ever been as he praised her for her grace. But his expression changed, she had seen, as he leant to kiss her face. It ended there. He claimed a late appointment. She quickly turned to hide her disappointment. She ripped her glittering gown, couldn't face another show, no. A deodorant had let her down. She should have used powder, oh no.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful Radio London.
Lost this.
Man, trip out on it.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. Of all the girls I have loved or have lost, there was one girl I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I thought she'd win in the end. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. Although I smile and act just like a clown, deep inside I'm wearing a big frown. Teardrops fall like the rain from the sky. Is it for her or me that I cry? I'm a loser. Maybe I just let it always go too late. It's true, I'd come before you fall. I'm killing you suckers. Please don't lose on, I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
Yeah, that's just how those things go. They just end. So, Eugene Van Beethoven. Okay, are you okay with that?
I was a little surprised.
Okay, so, boy. Joe, I had promised some deeply avant-garde stuff, and I really chickened out during the first 2 hours, the first two really proper hours, on most of that deeply avant-garde stuff. But now, no one can hold me back. Okay, so now out comes the freak out stuff. Out comes the John Cage and the Harry Parch. Well, it's not going to be Harry Parch tonight, but okay. Moondog.
Oh, baby.
Now, a lot of us have been down this road where we run into this artist known as Moondog. And boy, and Joe, I know you came into it through different channels that I did, but fairly recently, a couple years ago, and I fairly recently found it in storage, an EP of Moondog on the Mars record label. Now, I'm missing the cardboard sleeve, which I didn't know when I bought it that there was a cardboard sleeve, and so now I'm a little bummed on that, but at any rate, the vinyl is clean and beautiful, and I ripped each side just as is, even though they're like three or four individual songs per side. And so please, I'm gonna play this side. I don't know, I could not tell which was side one or side two. I'm just gonna play whichever side here I have queued up. And Joe, can you fill us in a little bit on this guy, Moondog, please?
Well, yeah, this is Cat Moondog. His real name was Lewis Hardin. He's among other things, we're going to hear a musician, performer, composer, and he's also credited with inventing a number of musical instruments, largely, you know, self-taught, and he designed and made his own instruments. There was an accident in his youth that left him blind, but from the 40s until the 70s, he was a regular in New York, on the scene, usually around a place called Sixth Avenue, and he'd do his own poetry. There, I first heard of Moondog as the Viking of Sixth Avenue. There's like this photo of him in like a cape and a helmet when he was out there in the 60s with like some of his homemade instruments and just performing on the streets.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It was really just he was a self-made musician, composer, instrumentalist, like you say, made his own instruments, and performed, just went out on the street and just started performing. Right? Like, just bam, here I am, and here I'm playing my music. Like, and that's what we're going to hear. This is an on-the-street recording in New York City, circa what? And this is probably around 1955 or so?
Well, let's see, you said, what was the, you said it was an EP, right?
It's an EP on the
Mars label.
Correct.
Okay, that should be the one that's entitled "Moondog on the Streets of New York," and that would be release date of 1953, according to what I've been able to find.
Okay, so here we go, folks. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, so there goes that Moondog side of that EP, man. I'm just saying.
That is some weird and wild stuff and just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, but, only in America, man. That's right there. That's the sound of America. That's that, you know, that tinkering around and experimenting, coming up with your own instruments, your own music, and just going out and doing it. That's the American. That's a slice of the American dream. That's liberty. That's the freedom to think outside the box and create something completely new, and then just go share it with people. And then, like, you know, people approached him at some point and said, "We're going to record you." And but you know what I mean? Like, he just started out as like his own grassroots percussion ensemble movement. You know, incredible.
And, you know, from at this point where we are from in time, from where this recording is at, you know, it's hard to think of, you know, did he have an impact or, you know, an influence on people? And yeah, I mean, there were folks. I mean, Philip Glass has claimed Moondog as being influential. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, and some people might be dropping names. You know, Frank Zappa might be saying, "Oh, yeah, Moondog," for example, or, you know, Mark Bolan named him in a song. But, you know, even some of our faves, the Pentangle, did a track called Moondog, supposedly as a tribute.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a tribute to that guy.
And this kind of blew my mind. You know, I love the Insect Trust, especially that second album of theirs,
yes.
Hoboken
yes.
Saturday Night.
There's
that one opening track on the album that's Be a Hobo, that weird little, you know, be a hobo and come with me.
Yes, yeah, real short.
That's Moondog. Apparently, they're covering Moondog.
Wow. Wow, I got to go back and check that out. I know what you mean. It's real short. It's like 30 seconds long or less.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like this weird little thing that starts the album, and it's like, there it is.
Yeah. Huh. All right, that's cool. All right, well, anyway, so there you go. And that's going to take us down a rabbit hole now. All right, so what I got to do, now that we're really in the deep after hours, where there's really no time, there's really no bar lines now, I got to take care of the little puppy dog. So I'm going to just put on some stuff. And Joe, I think I'm just going to let you go, because now it's just going to ride out the clock till midnight and then probably can it. All right.
Well, I'll stay tuned in.
Great. All right. I'll keep that in mind. So thanks for being on, folks. Let's hear it. Where'd he go? Wait, let's get the old Joe Stacks theme out. Come on. Hold on. It's been a long time.
I have a
time theme?
Oh,
here we go. Oh, my gosh. All right. I missed this. All right. Here we go. This we used to play this as our special Joe Stacks theme song. Joe, can you identify where this music is actually sourced from?
Wish I could. I'm drawing a blank. But.
Oh my friend. All these years, you never knew where this comes from?
Nope, I can't say that I have.
It's from a Russ Meyer flick.
Oh! That's backwards. Now I'm going to go have to just watch a bunch of Russ Meyer flicks to figure it out.
Well, I see it's a double entendre there, buddy. I thought you were in on that all these years.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Just a theme. That's great. And, hey, you stumped Joe Stacks.
Yes, those were the days.